It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a very special Memorial Day weekend remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at 11 Abierto Way, a chic Terra Concepts design two-bedroom home with fabulous custom features and amazing views here in beautiful Las Campanas. Simply take Las Campanas Drive to Clubhouse Drive and follow the open house signs right to 11 Abierto Way. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour this beautiful home, grab some grilled food and beverages, and also enjoy all the real estate commentary my special guests will be offering today. You'll also get a map of seven other terrific homes here in Las Campanas that my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleagues are holding on open house today, all of whom are also offering holiday food and beverages. And we're dealing with a little bit of wind here, as you can probably tell through the microphones. But come on over to 11 Abierto Way off of Las Campanas and Clubhouse Drive, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. Co-hosting the show with me today is my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Shane Cronenwith. And her business partner, Caroline Russell, is also hosting an open house here in Las Campanas at 31 Blazing Star Circle. Great to have you as the co-pilot today, Shane.
Well, thank you.
It's nice to be here at this beautiful house and in the lovely Las Campanas community. And in a few minutes, Shane and I will discuss a variety of issues, including the features of this impressive property, again, here at 11 Abierto Way. I also invite you to go to our website and see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And some of these companies will actually be represented here today, so you can come on over, share some grilled food and beverages with these folks, and also get some great real estate advice. I'd also like to take a moment to thank all of you for supporting All Things Real Estate. On June 5th, we celebrate the two-year anniversary of the show, which we never would have achieved without the support of our loyal listeners and the readers of our monthly newsletter. We are marking the two-year anniversary radio show by airing it at a remote broadcast from the well-regarded Fine Arts for Children and Teens nonprofit, which is located at 1516 Pacheco Street. Santa Fe Trust is generously sponsoring this remote broadcast, and we can't think of a better way of commemorating our anniversary than by recognizing the good works of this nonprofit piece of real estate. So we hope that you'll join us next Sunday for this remote broadcast, again from 1516 Pacheco Street, beginning at noon. We also want to sincerely thank all of the Santa Feans who have sent messages to the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce nominating All Things Real Estate for a 2011 Business Excellence Award. We're very honored to be among the group of local businesses who are also they've also been nominated for this very prestigious award. And lastly, before we get going with the show today, I would ask that everyone please take a moment to remember that our celebration of Memorial Day is a commemoration of all the men and women who have paid the ultimate price while in military service, protecting the freedoms that each of us enjoy in this great country. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Sarah, my very able technician here at 11 Abierto Way. By the way, is that camera on? Yeah, it is. No, it is? Yes, it is? Okay. We're videotaping all the shows here. I want to make sure it's on. I want to note that Andrew Hoffman, who usually does our regular State of the Market commentary, is off today, so I want to reintroduce my broker colleague, Shane Cronenwith, for some conversation about this lovely home that we're broadcasting from today. Shane, we started the month of May with a remote broadcast literally in the snow at another listing of yours, and today, a short 4 weeks later, it's sunny and warm, and it's perfect for an open house.
It's
wouldn't you agree?
Spectacular, yes.
And this property here is pretty special, and in a minute I want to let you sort of walk all the listeners through the attributes of this great home. But before we do that, let's get into sort of some general commentary about real estate. You are a very accomplished broker here in Santa Fe. A lot of people know you. You've been very successful. Won't you talk from the perspective of a real estate broker working in Las Campanas, what makes this community very special to you?
I just think it's an extraordinary community. I don't think that there, I know there isn't now, nor do I believe there ever will be anything of its kind in the Santa Fe area. Water issues might be part of that. They're not going to let more golf, I hope, not more golf courses occur. But the one here, I know he uses treated effluent. They're very, very water conscious.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a wonderful thing. The clubhouse is spectacular. The facilities all the way around are wonderful, whether it's the tennis courts or the gym, spa, and so on. They're all just wonderful. And I find that the people whom I know who live here are really lovely people from many, many, many countries. I think they have something like 46 of the 50 states, possibly all of them by now,
uh-huh.
Who have homes here, as well as from other countries.
Uh-huh.
I see as far as the activity here, it's the prices are so extraordinarily wonderful now. I can't even imagine a better time, not just here, but in Santa Fe for people to jump in. In
right.
fact, we're seeing that happen.
We are indeed, as both of us being brokers, we're seeing that a lot of buyers who were sitting on the fence waiting for perhaps prices to drop even further, I think they finally got the memorandum. You know, now is the time to buy. Interest rates, and we're going to have Ron Blessy on the show, a mortgage broker, a little later on. He'll talk about this. But mortgage rates are still at historic lows. Prices are incredibly moderate. And the nice thing about it is that the inventory of very high-quality homes is still very high.
Yes.
This house today being a perfect example of that. So I agree with you 100%. Buyers are finally taking advantage of the sort of the perfect storm of factors. And you're noticing that not only in Las Campanas, but as you said, around Santa Fe County.
Absolutely.
Shane, why don't we, for the benefit of the listeners, Las Campanas has been in the news over the last couple of years for a variety of reasons. You mentioned the water issue before, and there have been some ownership issue changes. And later on in the program, we're going to have two gentlemen who are very intimately knowledgeable in that area talk about it. But from your standpoint as a real estate broker, doing business out here is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's terrific fun, and there is so much to show people. They're always so impressed with everything they see when I show them around Las Campanas.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a number of things, but also one other thing I'm not sure you mentioned was the equestrian club that's out here. So
extraordinary.
Yeah, it really is. It's world-class. It's well-known internationally, and a lot of people who are involved with riding and instructing and the like actually turn to the club here for a variety of reasons if they are serious about their equestrian pursuits. Isn't that the case?
That's absolutely the case, and the way it's run is just always, it's just stellar, and there, not only that, there are just the way everything is kept, not just the equestrian center, but everything is kept. It's just really first cabin all the way.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Well, look, why don't we just dig right into that? We've talked about the community, all the amenities that are available in Las Campanas, all the reasons why people are finding this as a great destination to live and buy in. Second, third, even primary homes, though. It's not just all people who live out of town and come here occasionally. But now we are sitting at 11 Abierto Way, one of, in my opinion, one of the finest homes that I've seen here in Las Campanas, bar none. Now, it's not huge. It's not overly expensive at all, but it has so many features. Why don't you walk through from the beginning to from the door as someone's walking in today, and again, we invite you to come on over here to 11 Abierto Way, for this open house that
yes,
Shane Cronin with
for
is.
Grilled hot dogs and veggie dogs.
There you go. And then also there are all the other properties that are in Las Campanas today that our Sotheby's brokers are hosting. They're also offering food. But you come here first because you have to get a map from Shane Cronin with about all the other properties. So come to 11 Abierto Way. All right, so I've arrived at the front door, and I'm walking through this gate into this courtyard. What am I going to see?
As soon as you walk into the courtyard, which is lovely. It's a very protected walled courtyard with a beautiful water feature from stone forest and lovely plantings. You gaze through this essentially a wall of glass, two walls of glass. You're looking in the galleria, we'll call it, straight out to this powerful view, which is so multidimensional. It's just magnificent. This huge sunset-facing view of magnificent mountains. And you also see, before you get there, you also have this wonderful outdoor living dining room, we'll call it, with Cuba fireplace and beautiful walled gardens with stonework, just elegant, absolutely elegant. If you can bear not to go outside first, you then go into the very large family room, great room. Which
is a great room for family.
Yes, for a family. As you mentioned earlier, this was built by Terra Concepts, and they are very highly thought of.
Yes.
The property is just beautifully done. It has pigmented plaster walls in the great room, and looking out again to that spectacular view, big beams, fireplace. There are built-in speakers in the great room as well as outside where we're sitting right now in the living dining room outside, the kitchen, and the master bedroom as well. It's just a sensational space, and it's open to a beautifully equipped kitchen. So it's a very informal, open concept floor plan, which is just delightful, very, very usable.
Right.
The master bedroom is off completely by itself in its own wing, and it's very serene, just lovely, and has a spectacular master bath.
Yes, it does.
One whole wall is of stone, and it's separate vanities, completely separate vanities, giant soaking tub, separate shower, two separate closets. It's just a stunning space, very, just lovely.
And I tell you what, Shane, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We've reached that magical point.
Yes.
But once you hold that, we'll do part B later on in the show about some of the features here at 11 Abierto Way. We invite all of you to come on out to enjoy Memorial Day weekend with us. We've got grilled food. We've got this beautiful house that Shane Cronenwith is actually hosting an open house for. We have some other properties here in Las Campanas, and we have a whole roster of very special guests who are going to be joining me in a minute. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute here on All Things Real Estate.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 11 Abierto Way here in beautiful Las Campanas. We invite all of you to come out and join us here. We're going to be doing some grilled food. We're actually, Ron Blessy, mortgage broker extraordinaire, is grilling, and he's dealing with all the wind that's out here. But it's a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We invite you to come out here and join us. Shane Cronenwith is the host of this open house. We have a number of other properties here in Las Campanas that are on tour today. Before we get back into the program, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call my friend CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. I want to shift gears here and actually welcome the general manager of the club at Las Campanas, Mr. Jim Muldowney. Jim, thank you for letting us broadcast from your beautiful backyard today. It's nice to have you.
Thank you, Ray, very much. It's nice to be here.
Jim and I were talking before the show started in sort of our impromptu green room here, and he was telling me that I guess you could tell from the name Muldowney, he's a little Irish. And I'm actually giving Jim a little bit more time, so he says he can fill an hour easily. I'm giving him 8 minutes, so we have to compress that hour, Jim. But anyway, I want to start out because you are one of the well-known leadership people here in Las Campanas. You actually head up what is called the club at Las Campanas. But I want to ask, before we get into what the club is all about, what brought you to Santa Fe, and what do you really find special about this beautiful community?
Well, I've been in club management for about 30 years. I spent 15 years in Chicago and then went out to the Coachella Valley, the Palm Springs area, managed the club there, left that club, joined a firm called Master Club Advisors, which is a consulting headhunting firm for club managers. One of my early assignments with them, well, about a year into the job, I did some consulting here at Las Campanas. I was doing a service and facility audit. While I was there, I made a presentation to actually do the search to find them a manager, but they weren't quite ready for the manager because the bank still had control of the operation. But finally, in October of 2009, they called and they go, okay, we're ready for you to try and find us a manager. We need somebody in 2 weeks. And I went, well, that's not going to happen. They said, how about you come on out? So my business associate and I came out and hung out for a couple months. Basically, I continued with the search and tried to help them get the club straightened out after the previous excitement that had happened before in it. And, you know, I'd been to Santa Fe once before, and I really enjoyed Santa Fe. This was my first time at Las Campanas when I was here, and I really fell in love with the facilities. And finally, after about 3 months into the interim position, I fell in love with the people here, with the staff, with the members, and especially with the volunteers, the people on the board that are just incredible and have such a passion for the success of this club and are doing everything that they can to do that. So I threw my name in the hat, and next thing you know, they hired me, and now I'm here.
Well, now I remember when George Bush, George Jr., was elected president, he actually had someone, well, he was a candidate, and he had Dick Cheney actually serve as the search chairman for his vice presidential candidate, and the same thing happened. So, they followed your lead, I think, on that.
Yeah, I think they did too. Probably that's probably the way it went. But anyway, it's been a great ride, and it's just, as I said, it's a great club with an enormous amount of future and potential.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because you alluded to it, and I think a lot of people have heard about Las Campanas in the news over the last couple of years. Can you give like a thumbnail sketch about? And there have been some stories about Las Campanas, not always good, but it's a fabulous community. What is the status of Las Campanas generally, and then what is the status of the club within Las Campanas community?
Well, about 18, 19 years ago, Lyle Anderson had a vision. Lyle Anderson is a big-time developer, community developer, based out of Scottsdale. He had a vision, and he bought about 6,000 acres and built this incredible facility, built basically 1,800 home sites, and really got going with it. But a couple years ago, he got in financial trouble due to a lot of different things, not with Las Campanas, with some of his other properties, and he turned all of his properties back to the Lloyds Banking Group. They brought a workout company in, and the workout company was trying to have the bank lose less money than it was going to with being handed over. And this workout group is a nice group of people, but they have no idea how to run a club. And so what they finally did in September of 2009, they basically quit subsidizing the club, closed the club for two weeks, and furloughed all the employees. And that got big press around here. But the members who were in lockstep with the transition of the club from the developer slash bank to the members had a plan in place. They came in, they took over at that time and got the club up and running, and that's right about the same time when I got here. And so on May 5th of 2010, the bank officially turned the entire club property over to the members. And so on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo this year, we celebrate our first anniversary of our independence.
I see. Well, and that's a very appropriate way of doing it. I suppose there was a fair amount of Cinco de Mayo beverages flowing around in celebration. Right?
There may have been a margarita or two.
So the status is very good. It's very solid. It's in terrific financial shape. The people who live here now basically control the destiny of Las Campanas. Is that correct? Is that a good
summary? That is correct. The members of the club elect a board, and then the board elects officers. So basically, and then the officers hire me as the general manager to be the chief operating officer of the facility.
I understand.
But when, again, in 2010, we actually put a budget together which was reasonably conservative. It also included over $700,000 of capital expenditures, which had been deferred over the last couple of years. Capital expenditures for tennis courts, for the clubhouse, for the golf course, for the equestrian center, everywhere. And we're spending the money, and we ended up 2010 better than budget, put another conservative budget together for 2011, and so far we're pretty far ahead of budget. We had a Chamber of Commerce mixer here last Thursday, and when I mentioned the fact that we have money in the bank, I got a round of applause. I don't know whether it was from a banker or what, but
right.
People were happy the fact that we've got a pretty good chunk of change in the bank.
Well,
now.
I mean, and that kind of success is infectious, too. But that's a good overview of sort of the business issue. Let's talk for a moment, Jim, about the experience at the club. What, if I'm going to join the club, what can I expect to get out of that?
Well, it's again, our facilities are equestrian. We have a fitness and tennis court with spa, indoor, outdoor swimming pool, two Jack Nicklaus signature golf courses, and a big food and beverage operation. And, again, over the last year, we've hired a new executive chef. His name is Bruce Ross, came from Dallas, just doing an incredible job in all of our outlets and food and beverage. We've upgraded the quality of the service. We've just hired a new director of golf named Jason Epstein. Jason's just doing an incredible job. Really touching the members when they get here and letting them know, getting to know them by name, getting to know what they like, what they don't like, and really making them feel like they are part of this club community.
Uh-huh. And for someone who wanted to join the club, they have some options about how they can actually participate. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have three different categories of membership. We have an equity golf membership, which is basically unlimited golf. We have an equity club membership, which is all the facilities but only 12 rounds of golf a year. And an equity social, which is all the facilities with the exception of the golf course.
I see. So a lot of options depending on how much money you want to spend, how much time you're going to be actually here in Las Campanas. There are some people that have second, third homes here, and so they may not be here all that often and don't want to use the club quite as much. If you were going to maybe characterize why someone should consider moving to Las Campanas, what would be some of the reasons that you would offer?
Well, it's the most unusual club I've ever worked at in that there are not cliques within the club. It is the most inviting, inclusive group of members I've ever come across.
And you've been a lot of places.
I've been a lot of different places all over the country, A new member is actually welcomed warmly by the membership, but we actually have a little welcome wagon process we go through to determine what their interests are and likes. We connect them with the different groups within the club that have different things, because we do a lot more than just golf, tennis, and equestrian here. We have a ski group. We have a bridge group. We have a knitting group. We have a bocce ball group. We have just anything you want. And so we try to make sure that the people get hooked in with the group for their interest. And if there's certain people that like to be left alone, we'll leave them alone too. But if they really want to find a great circle of friends and acquaintances very quickly, this is absolutely the place to be in Santa Fe.
Well, I want to thank Jim Muldowney, who's the general manager at the Club of Las Campanas, for joining us here on All Things Real Estate Today. And Jim, you're going to stick around for a while in case somebody wants to come by and talk to you about the club itself?
Absolutely. I'm going to go get a hot dog right now.
Okay, very good. I invite everyone to come on out here to 11 Abierto Way. Join Jim Muldowney and all of our other guests here today at this beautiful property here in Las Campanas. Have some grilled food. Take a tour of this property. Actually, look at the other seven properties that are on tour today here in Las Campanas. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. And Jim, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Abierto Way in beautiful Las Campanas. We invite you to come on out here and join us today for a tour of this beautiful property. Enjoy some grilled food, listen to some fabulous real estate commentary, and just enjoy a beautiful Memorial Day weekend broadcast of the show and have some fun. So before we go back into the program, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. Boy, I wish I could achieve that work-life balance. It's the hardest thing to achieve, but Westgate Properties has done it in spades, so I commend them for that. For more information about Westgate Properties, call Tom Simon at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this very, very well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association company. Tom and I are going to be doing another remote broadcast on the 26th of June from an important homeowner and condo association seminar. Haven't quite picked the location for it. We're going to decide on that this coming week, but stay tuned on the 26th. The one we did in January was highly successful. A lot of people from the community that either belong to a homeowner or a condo association joined us. We invite you to do the same. I now want to introduce the well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. Annie, I'm delighted to have you on the Memorial Day weekend broadcast of All Things Real Estate. You having fun?
Yes, beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Now, you're familiar with Las Campanas, and I'm sure that you've helped numerous homeowners out here with their own interior design needs. So from your standpoint as a professional interior designer, what makes this community special?
Well, I think the sense of community that's here. I was lucky enough to be invited to go riding yesterday out in Las Campanas, and it's the first time I've ridden out here.
Oh.
And it was beautiful. And right in this community, the acres and the land, and it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
And I've worked in Las Campanas for many years. The last project I did for Las Campanas was the spa, the remodel of the spa.
Uh-huh.
So I've had a lot of opportunities to work with their staff and to get to know some members, and over the years, just many, many homeowners.
Well, and speaking of that, you're very good friends with Shane Cronenweth, who is the host of today's open house here at 11 Abierto Way. I know you guys have interacted on many occasions, and this is sort of full circle. You're coming back to interact with her again.
Yes.
Well, let's, from your standpoint, Shane gave a very good overview at the beginning of the show about a number of the attributes, but with your interior design eyes, won't you tell the listeners what you see about this particular property that makes it very special?
Well, I think that the first hit of the property when you walk in is that there's a sense of peace and tranquility in this property. I can't help but notice the ratio of indoor space to outdoor space and the amount of livable space there is here. The interior courtyard is very usable. And I love that the kitchen opens out to the courtyard. It has a hacienda type of feeling to it.
Uh-huh.
Very livable, as Shane mentioned, and I would definitely second that.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that I've noticed is the palette that Tierra Concepts chose for the house is a fairly neutral palette and really uses both kind of old materials and new materials.
Uh-huh.
When I look at the plaster and the stucco and the beautiful stone wall that I love that's in the master bathroom, mixed with Caesar stone slabs and more contemporary finishes, glass tile and that kind of thing, I think they did a beautiful mix of traditional materials with contemporary finishes.
Uh-huh. And Shane did note that as well at the beginning of the show, and you're underscoring it. This is a classy, the word chic comes to mind when you look at the finishes in this property. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely agree, and I think it's furnished in a contemporary way, which I think is beautifully done. I also can see bringing in more traditional New Mexico-type feeling into this house. So I always stress that, because I think people, when they see a house and it's furnished and it may not be their style, to really see yourself in the space, and the furnishings make huge difference in the feeling of to make the home your home.
Well, anyway, Carol, those kinds of observations are very useful, and I really invite all the listeners to, you know, take some time to come out here and join us today and enjoy the tour of the property, see for yourself what Annie O'Carroll's talking about, enjoy some grilled food, and Annie, before I let you go, any last observations you want to make about this property?
Just to invite people to come out and take a look. You know, we're doing a radio show, so it's difficult to imagine what something really looks like until you take the time to come out and view it for yourself. But I think it's a very special house, and the home tour sounds like a fun way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Well, it is, and I tell you, spoken like a true pro, again, from an interior designer standpoint, you got to see it, and you got to touch it before you know for sure.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Anyway, if you have... we're losing some stuff here. If the winds come up a little bit, if you have your own interior design needs you want to talk to Annie O'Carroll about, please go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Thanks a lot, Annie. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, okay?
Thank you, Ray.
I'll talk to you
soon.
Okay. All right. Where is Mr. Blessy? Can you, Sarah, why don't you get Ron Blessy over here for me? Again, I want to, while Sarah, my able technician, is getting Ron Blessy to come over to be giving us a little bit of commentary, I want to invite you again to come on out here to 11 Abierto Way. Again, it's one of several properties that is on tour today here in Las Campanas. Beautiful home. Shane Cronenweth is hosting the open house until 4 o'clock today. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, a little bit of wind. Gino Thompson, my producer, I know you're dealing with this back in the studio. We're, you know, we love to do these remote broadcasts outside because you never know what's going to happen. And with that, I want to welcome Ron Blessy, who is the senior loan officer with Home Buyers Mortgage. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Ron.
Thank you, Ray.
Now, besides being a well-regarded mortgage broker in our community, Ron has the all-important task today of grilling food here at 11 Abierto Way. I have to say that you're quite the Renaissance man.
That I am, and I'm real good at it. I'm waiting for some customers to come and enjoy some hot dogs.
Well, there are some people here that are in taking advantage of it, and more will be on their way. A lot of people don't start doing tours of open houses until around 1 o'clock, but we're inviting you to come on out here today. Mr. Blessy is at the grill. He's got his smock on right now,
yes,
which actually is a home buyer's mortgage.
Yes, it is, and you can't miss me. It's bright yellow.
Very
cool. So I'll be the guy wearing the smock when you come in.
Well, I know that you've helped countless buyers with their own mortgage needs, Ron, over the years, and many of whom I suspect have actually become homeowners out here in Las Campanas. From your standpoint as a professional mortgage broker, what makes this community special?
Well, I think, you know, right now what really makes it special is the value that one gets by buying a home here. Based on all of the previous guests' take on this community, I have to second all of that, and I think that, again, from a value standpoint right now, this is the time to buy. This particular house is a prime example of that,
yeah.
Given the price point and given the fact that money is as cheap as it is right now.
Now, we'll talk about that. You've now waded into your pool of experience. When you say money is what it is today, inexpensive, what does that mean to the average buyer out there?
Well, 3 years ago, during the meltdown, investors kind of dried up. There was no jumbo mortgages, and that would be any mortgage over $417,000. But here as of late, over the last 9 months to a year, very slowly investors are coming back into the market. And, you know, right now one person who's buying this house, for instance, could get a 30-year jumbo mortgage, 80% of the purchase price at 5.25%.
Which is an extraordinary interest rate.
It really is, given, you know, given that conforming loans, $417,000 or less, price point there is anywhere from 4.5% to 4.625%. So the spread is really closing,
yeah.
Which is where it used to be years back.
Now, in a community like Las Campanas, where there are a number of more high-end properties, perhaps concentrated than just about any other community in the Santa Fe area, jumbo loans are a very relevant lender package that people can turn to for purchasing these extraordinary properties. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. And, I mean, one could get a 5-in-1 ARM at 3.5% all the way up to the 30-year jumbo that I just alluded to at 5.25%. So money is really at an all-time low right now. And it's not easy to get. I mean, all the stories that you hear are true from the standpoint that the process is a lot more cumbersome.
Right.
But at the end of the day, any mortgage professional that understands the process can navigate their clients through the process to buy a fabulous house just like this.
Mm-hmm. So from the standpoint, again, as a professional mortgage broker and putting your sort of your crystal ball hat on, where do you think interest rates are going to go? I mean, no one knows for sure, and your guess is as good as anyone's, I guess, but you've got your finger on the pulse. You know what's going to happen. Are they going up wildly? Are they going to stay the same?
I think things are going to stay status quo at least through the end of this year. Invariably, you know, the cycle will start going the other way. I just don't think the economy can sustain a major increase in interest rates right now, and I think the Fed's doing all they can to hold that down.
Right.
What normally happens is that rates go up a lot faster than they go down.
Right.
So there's no telling when that's going to happen, but the indicators right now seem to be that we're going to stay at
even though rates probably won't go up significantly, and they are at historic low levels, through the meltdown, sort of the pendulum swinging the other way, Ron, there have been changes in the way people actually can secure loans, the process they have to go through. And my question is sort of, maybe interest rates are going to stay the same, but the process is a lot tougher these days, or more challenging for some people. And so the message is, if you are going to buy something, you need to start earlier with your mortgage broker than perhaps you did even a short 5 years ago, correct?
That's correct. And I think it's incumbent on the mortgage professional also to be able to assess that borrower's abilities to borrow and know that they'll fit in a box with a certain investor. Because the last thing one wants to find out is all the way through the process down to the end that all of a sudden they can't borrow the money for some little nuance to the
sure.
deal that doesn't work.
Right. And as a professional real estate broker, that process, and where you guys are holding a lot of the cards in the process, we as brokers are dealing real estate broker to mortgage broker even more closely than I think I've ever seen in my career. Is that your observation?
Yes, it is. And I think it's important to note that we are probably the most important part of the transaction in that our criteria is such that we have to go through these various steps.
Correct.
And contractually, the contract has to mirror those steps.
Right,
before.
Right, and because there's much more oversight now from a government mm-hmm. standpoint. And mm-hmm. actually, but at the end of the day, it's making, I think, the process better for everyone. Don't you agree?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think all in all, it's certainly better for the consumer. There are no surprises anymore that the consumer will find at closing where rates are higher, costs are higher, that kind of thing.
Right.
So I think it is more consumer-friendly. It's just more difficult.
Yeah, it is for everyone, but with a professional like Ron Blessy, you can go through the process much more easily than perhaps you can with someone else. So I'm giving you a little plug there.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate, but I want to thank Ron Blessy, the Senior Loan Officer with Home Buyers Mortgage, for being on the show today, for flipping those dogs over there.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're going to be back in a minute, and we want to invite you to come on out here to 11 Abierto Way here in beautiful Las Campanas. Enjoy some of the grilled food that Mr. Blessy is cooking for you. Take a tour of this beautiful home, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And today, the Open House of the Week is right here at 11 Abierto Way in beautiful Las Campanas. We invite you to come on over here to this open house. Shane Cronin with my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty is putting on a great show here. She's got grilled food. She's got all sorts of special features. Sarah House, my technician from Hutton Broadcasting, has got some little giveaway gifts from Hutton Broadcasting. So we invite you to come on over here. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend holiday with us and listen to some fantastic real estate commentary. And with that, I want to actually welcome the chair of the Las Campanas Communications Committee and a resident of Las Campanas, Mr. Jim Griffith. Nice to have you on the show, Jim.
Thanks, Ray.
You've been sitting here patiently waiting for your 15 minutes of fame, I guess. You're a famous guy. You don't need this radio show to be famous. I know that. But I actually want to start out because you've been listening to a lot of commentary about Las Campanas, Jim, and I've watched you from across the room nodding your head in agreement with a lot of what other people have said. What brought you to Santa Fe, you and your wife, and as a resident, really what makes Las Campanas special to you?
Well, we looked at a number of different areas around the country in terms of retirement possibilities and fell in love with Santa Fe. It's hard to match the rich social and cultural heritage here. It has it's really a small town, but it has all the amenities of a large metropolitan area without the congestion, without the noise, without the pollution, and without the snow that I spent way too many years shoveling in Detroit and Connecticut and Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we decided on Santa Fe, and then the question was, you know, where in Santa Fe? And we probably started out the way most people do. Our requirements were that we wanted to be a three-minute walk from the plaza.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to have at least a 4,000-square-foot home, nice big rooms with open flow, a view of the mountains, and either a two- or three-car garage. Well, obviously, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, we have to build that for you.
Yeah, exactly. So we got on to Las Campanas and started driving around and looking at the area, and we're just taken back with the views. I mean, they go on forever here, whether you're looking north, south, east, or west. Just fabulous views in addition to the great vistas. I think they've done a very good job here in terms of the building codes and restrictions and covenants and the way that they site houses. It has a nice unified look to it without ruining individuality, but I think the way that they have handled the building materials and the siting It protects home values, and it also protects your views. You're not going to find that somebody's building a, you know, two-story house next to you that destroys your view of the sunset.
Yeah, so. And that's very important. And if I may add, you've got a great radio voice, so whoever decided to make you chair of the communications committee here in Las Campanas did a great job, because you've got, you're 50% there with the voice. Seriously, though, as chairman of that committee, what does that entail?
Well, there's a lot of bad information from earlier years about the club at Las Campanas.
We're dispelling all that today, aren't we?
And well, hopefully it's a long, slow process, and there is no silver bullet. But
right. What
we're trying to do is make sure that people know how well the club is doing, both operationally and financially. That people know the world class amenities out here. And that they've got confidence that a club like this not only exists but is going to continue to exist and do nothing but grow and prosper.
Yeah, I mean, as a resident, you have a lot vested in the success and correcting the storyline that had existed before, which I think is old news now. And I would agree with you that it does take some time to sort of correct the misinformation that's been out there. As a resident, though, taking your hat off as communications chairman for the community, as a resident, having that solid feeling of the community, the financial standing of it, the good reputation, which attracts other residents, that's got to be sort of the holy grail for you, right?
Yeah, it is. This is just a matter of trying to help folks understand what's already here, as opposed to trying to create something out of whole cloth that really isn't here.
Right.
We live at pretty much the eastern end of the Las Campanas community. But we're still a maybe a 4-minute drive from the club, and world class amenities to Nicklaus signature golf courses. We're probably a 14-minute drive from the plaza,
right?
And from our great room, there's nothing between us and the sunset, but 50,000 acres of BLM land.
Well,
so that's hard to beat.
It is. I want you to move over a little bit here, Jim. I'm going to bring my colleagues, Shane Cronenlith, who is the host here at 11 Abierto. Yes, your both mics are operational today.
Thank you.
Jim has done a great job of talking as a resident, which is good testimonial. As a real estate broker, you must appreciate hearing what he's had to say about living here in the community, right?
I do.
And from your standpoint, Shane, let's go back again to some of the highlights as we close out the show here in the next 4 or 5 minutes. Highlights of this property that really people ought to take advantage of by touring it today. Yeah.
Well, I will say one thing I didn't mention, and that is there's not a single step in this house. It's all one level, which seems to be increasingly important to many people.
That is critical.
And the quiet and serenity of this property and how it's sited is just extraordinary. It's very, very private. There's a green belt to its right. The views are just unobstructed, magnificent. I was going to mention, after the lovely master suite, you also have a very generous guest bedroom with an ensuite bath. And there's also a wonderful office as well, that also has the speakers in there as well. So it's just beautifully laid out. I love this design. You have three fireplaces in the property, one of them being outside I'm staring at right now.
Yes.
You also have a gas hookup for a grill outside, which is nice. No more propane dragging. Very, 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 as you said, very, very chic finishes. The owners customized this quite a bit and with exquisite taste. It's just an elegant, sophisticated property, very unusual. They even have, I'm staring at it also, the Sony mounted TV screen outside. There's also one in the kitchen. They haven't missed anything that I can think of in this house. It's just so well done.
From across the room, I want to ask a special guest, Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, just walked in. He and his lovely wife, Angie, are here. Steve, thumbs up on this property?
It's a beautiful property.
Yeah, beautiful property, and Steve Reiman has seen a lot of them.
This is a great home. This is a great home to be positioned with as we enter the next cycle in the market. this is where you want to spend the next 12, 15 years, it's a wonderful place.
Very good, as always.
I so agree.
Yeah, and that was spontaneous. I did not know Steve was going to be here. Thank you, Steve, for that. It's great commentary. Shane, we've got about a minute or so before we need to go into some closing thoughts here. Jim Griffith, thank you very much for being on the show with us today,
thank you, Chairman
of the Communications Committee. Jim said some nice things as a resident about living here. From your standpoint as a real estate broker, I'm a real estate broker, those kinds of statements by people who actually live in a community really make the difference. They allow us to do our job very easily, don't they?
It's true. It's an enviable lifestyle. I do want to just quickly say the restaurant here has gotten such kudos now, this new chef. He's just incredible. You really, unless you've been there, you can't appreciate it. And you must be a member to go or know a member very well.
Sure, and that's important. And again, Jim Griffith, you guys, you have a membership here at the club itself, right?
Yeah, my wife and I have been members since early 2008, and it was a great experience at that time. And it's actually done nothing but get better, both in terms of the chef and the menu offerings. We just recruited a great new golf pro who formerly had been at the Tucker's Point Club in Bermuda. We've got a good, solid general manager. We've got good, well-trained staff. So we're heading in the right direction and getting there fast.
We are indeed. Well, Shane Cronenwith, I'm going to let you have the last word.
Okay, the last word would be, please come out and have some of these wonderful grilled hot dogs and veggie dogs, and go to the other properties that are on the tour. They all have wonderful, delicious treats for you, and it's a great way to see a lot of super properties and fill your tummies.
Very good. Shane Cronenwith, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. I want to thank you very much for hosting this terrific open house today, and I invite you again to stop by 11 Abierto Way, as well as the 7 other Sotheby's International Realty properties we have on open house here in Las Campanas. Take a tour, enjoy some of the food, and actually see this beautiful home. Thanks to all my other guests for offering some very interesting commentary today, and I also want to thank Gino Thompson, my producer, Sarah, my technician extraordinaire, for actually putting together a great show with Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for tuning in today, and please join me next week for a 2-year anniversary remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I